This is from the Henley Literary Festival Reviews from the Henley Standard, following in author's footsteps, David Suchet. "Don't touch it with a barge pole," was the advice given to Sir David by a close relative when he was offered the acting role of Hercule Poirot in 1987, but he decided to accept. At that point, he had completed 13 years with the Royal Shakespeare Company. 38 years later, Poirot has been watched by many millions of people in 75 territories worldwide, and its success amazes him. In his latest venture, Travels with Agatha Christie, David Suchet shadows the footsteps of the mysterious author who took in her 1922-23 global tour alongside her husband, Archie. He discussed this with journalist Alison Phillips. David revived an era when Britain organised the 1924 Grand British Empire Exhibition in Wembley, aiming to strengthen alliances, boost commerce, and affirm dominance after the hardships of the First World War. This travel memoir unveils how Christie's early escapades expanded her worldview, shaping personas in her tales and embedded ideas of imperialism. Blending historical revelations with personal stories, the volume doubles as a companion to a Channel 4 documentary, traversing terrains in South Africa, Australia, New Zealand, Hawaii, and Canada, starting in Cape Town, a place tied to David's ancestry. He explores wineries, gem excavations, and the Victoria Falls, and grapples with legacies of colonial titans like Cecil Rhodes. Venturing to Tasmania and Melbourne, David examines venues that Christie went to, such as a preserves plant and an energy facility. He highlights her growing celebrity, sparked by works like The Secret Adversary, and how vast Australian vistas influenced her subsequent plots with vivid settings. In New Zealand, immersion in Maori traditions, thermal pools, and mineral digs reveals parallels. Christie's aversion to maritime voyages echoes Poirot's dislike for seafaring, so there was an affinity between creator and detective. Although not relevant to the exhibition, Hawaii captivated Christie with her enthusiasm for surfboarding and indigenous customs, reflecting her inquisitive spirit that enriched and gave depth to her narrative. Across Canada's Rockies via rail, stargazing sessions and farmsteads, David noted omissions of native communities in Christie's path and engaged First Nations voices for a fuller account. David's charm shines through in his travels, his perfectionist personality mirroring Poirot's precision. This insightful book not only illuminates her analytic prowess and perceptive observations of humanity amid empire, but also celebrates David's loyalty and dedication. And there's a photograph here of David Suchet sitting in an armchair, laughing and holding his camera.